take a wheat or fodder and tie that up into a...
I don't know.
Well,
a stack.
Okay.
A bunch or something.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Okay, so you said that oats...
Oats...
What?
Are thrashed.
And you say, we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
Rich.
What's another word for rich?
But it's very, I ought to know. And very, well, you ask me all these questions, I'm blank.
Well, sometimes people put compost or something on land to make it more.
I'm sorry, I've lost that one.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, it's stiff land.
What's stiff land?
Stiff land is kind of a mixture of clay and river bottom, sandy, clay and sand together. And then you have your river bottom land, which is a real good fertile loam.
Uh-huh.
And then you have your clay hills, hill land where the pine trees grow.
What is, you said that one was a real fertile loam. What does loam look like?
Loam is just like the ground out right outside this house. It's dark, rich, black earth with some mixture of a little bit of sand in it, not much.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that real sticky stuff? When it dries, it just sort of cracks?
Well, I call that clay.
What about gumbo or buckshot?
Gumbo, we call it gumbo here. I've never heard of buckshot.
What is gumbo?
Gumbo is a clay.
Is it good or bad?
It's bad.
And what would you call a field that might be good for raising hay, but not much else?
Gumbo.
Did you ever hear of a prairie or meadow?
Sure. We call a lake out here the prairie,
mm-hmm.
But we more or less determine a prairie around here is a flat place that grows good grass, but you don't refer to it on a farm. I never heard anybody call it a farm.
What land about prairie.
We don't use the word meadow here.
And land that's got water standing on it would be
a swamp.
Would a swamp have trees in it? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What would you call something similar to that out by the salt water?
A marsh.
And?
But no trees.
And just salty water?
Well, no, it has what they call sawgrass, you know, three-cornered grass.
Three-cornered grass?
Yes, a tall grass. Down there they call it three-cornered grass.
Where is this?
All across the Louisiana coastline is nothing but three-cornered grass.
Is it good for anything?
Oh, yes. It's great for wildlife, and it's the thing that keeps the nutria alive and the mink and all the rest of it, and the alligators and the whole works.
If you wanted to get some water off some swampy land, what would you say you were going to do to it?
Drain it.
And what would you dig to drain the water off?
A canal.
And... what size would a canal be?
It could be anywhere from 3 feet across to 40 feet across.
Okay. What would something smaller than a canal be?
A ditch.
And if you had a heavy rain and the water, maybe down the side of the hill, cut out a little...
gully.
Okay. How big would a gully be?
No more than a few yards wide.
What if it's something just huge thing where a whole lot of water washed away?